Let the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be always acceptable in thy sight, O Lord, my strength and my redeemer.
Amen. Amen.
And it came to pass the day after that Jesus went into a city called Nain, and many of his disciples went with him, and much people. Now when he came nigh to the gate of the city, behold, there was a dead man carried out, the only son of his mother, and she was a widow, and much people of the city was with her. Can you picture it? Can you picture these two great crowds approaching one another at the gate of the city? One was a lively crowd led by Jesus. In it you find him, his disciples, and a large group of curious and excited people. The other was a crowd filled with intense grief, led by a widow and the men who carried her dead son. Jesus and the energetic crowd that he led were being approached by this crowd led by this poor widow who'd already buried her dead husband and was now mourning the death of her only son. As we picture this scene, it's easy to imagine the kind of hush that fell over that energetic crowd that was with Jesus when they realized that a funeral procession was heading toward them. In that day, much like today, the custom when meeting a funeral procession was to step aside as a sign of respect for the dead. And in the Jewish culture, there was an additional reason to step aside. In that culture, contact with a dead body made a person ritually unclean. So whether you stepped aside out of a sign of respect for the dead and for the grieving, or as a way to distance yourself from what is unclean, stepping aside was the right thing to do. And there is no doubt that the people in that somber procession, as well as the lively crowd that accompanied Jesus, expected him to step aside and respectfully allow that funeral procession to make its way toward the tomb. The people expect one thing, but God rarely does what man would expect. On this day, the passage tells us that when our Lord saw this grieving widow, he had compassion on her and said unto her, "Weep not." Then Jesus reached out and he touched the open casket where this dead body lay, and the men who held it stood still. This somber procession came to an abrupt halt because of Jesus' strange, unexpected act. And as the people waited in silent anticipation for what would happen next, Jesus said, "Young man, I say unto thee, arise." And he that was dead sat up and began to speak, and a fear came on all. And they glorified God, saying that a great prophet has risen up among us, and that God hath visited his people. The crowd was filled with a holy fear when they realized Jesus had raised this young man from the dead. And they were reminded of the great prophets of old. These people would recall the stories of Elijah and his successor, Elisha, men who also on separate occasions raised a son from the dead. The memory of those Old Testament events caused the people to declare that another great prophet had risen up among them. And they were right. Jesus is a great prophet, the greatest of all the prophets. But as you know, our Lord is infinitely more. And that truth is seen in the very different way that he performed his miracle over death. You see, before Elijah raised a widow's dead son, he laid the boy on a bed and stretched himself out on the body three times. He cried out to God for the boy's life to return, saying, "O Lord, my God, I pray thee, let this child's soul come into him again. The Bible tells us that the Lord heard the voice of Elijah, and the soul of the child came into him again, and he revived. When Elisha raised a dead son to life, we read that he prayed unto the Lord, and he laid himself on the dead body, mouth to mouth, eyes to eyes, and hands to hands. The boy's body grew warm. He sneezed 7 times and opened his eyes. In these biblical accounts, what we see is that the prophets raised the dead by praying to the Lord of life. However, in our gospel passage this morning, Jesus did not pray. Instead, with a single word, our Lord and our God spoke life into what was dead. He spoke one word to this young man: arise. And he that was dead sat up and began to speak. Jesus Christ spoke as one with power over death itself, one who holds the keys of death. And through his divine power alone, which raised the dead to life, we see the sure evidence that Jesus is God. He spoke as he did at the creation of the world, and where there was only darkness, light began to shine. At his word, heaven and earth were created, and at his word, life returned to the widow's dead son. When God speaks, the procession of the dead becomes a celebration of life. Tragedy turns to triumph. Hope replaces despair. In this gospel account, we see Christ's power over death itself. And St. Augustine reminds us that this power is not only over physical death, but spiritual death as well. Augustine viewed the miracles in which our Lord raised the dead physically as works of mercy to the body, which have a spiritual reference to the soul. He considered them illustrations of Christ's divine power and love in raising the soul, which was once dead in trespasses and sins. Yes, the wages of sin is death, but Augustine declared the comforting truth that he who raised himself from the dead can raise all from the death of sin. Therefore, let no one despair. The thoughts of St. Augustine open the door to a greater understanding of this scripture. His thoughts help us to see that what Christ said to the dead young man, he says to us all: arise. This is the message of the gospel. Arise from the dead. For Christ came that we might have life and have it more abundantly. When our Lord reached out, he that was dead sat up and he began to speak. So if God has reached out to you, then your response is to stand up for him. If the Lord has opened your lips, then let your mouth show forth his praise. Because, my friends, the sorrowful crowd is watching. So many are waiting for God to make his presence known in the midst of their heartache. And the way you live, the new life to which God has raised you, can be the evidence for which they've been waiting. Evidence that God is not some far off and distant, detached being. Evidence that God, in Jesus Christ, is a person. He is a person who refused to step aside as our souls and bodies process toward the tomb. God did not step aside. Instead, he reached out in the most unexpected way. At the cross, God reached out with the unearned, undeserved healing that only God can provide. Now unto him who is able to do exceeding abundantly above anything we might ask or think, according to the power that worketh in us, unto him be glory in the church and in Christ Jesus throughout all generations, world without end. Amen.